In Papua New Guinea capital Port Moresby, a slow but significant change is taking place. A unique arts project, which began in the city's squatter settlements, is turning a group of troubled young people away from a life of crime and into budding photographers. PNG correspondent Liam Fox reports.
In Eight Mile Settlements, Emmanuel Onamel is known as Osama because his criminal exploits used to terrorise residents. But now the 17-year-old's only weapon is a camera, and instead of taking people's property, he takes pictures. Photography has changed me, he says. I've left a life of crime. 8 Mile is one of the many settlements that have sprung up in and around Port Moresby. 15,000 people live here because they can't afford to rent or buy accommodation elsewhere. Life is tough. The burnt-out shells of cars and buses line the dusty main street. Many homes are built from scrap metal. There are no basic services. Those residents that have managed to connect water and electricity to their homes have done so illegally. Turning to crime is an attractive option for many. But a community arts project has given Emmanuel and others another avenue for self-expression. I like taking pictures of people rushing to get on the bus, or of children walking to school, or mums and dads carrying water in containers because the pipes are broken, he says. I want to show the problems in the community. With the help of the University of PNG, the youths in 8 Mile were asked to portray settlement life through dance, drama, music, painting and photography. Emmanuel volunteered to take pictures. I follow him as he captures a group of people playing cards in a dusty clearing under a dead tree. Then his focus switches to a man selling betel nut and cigarettes from a small stall made of corrugated iron. Emmanuel and his colleagues take turns using a digital camera donated by Australian photographer Sean Davey. They've taken thousands of pictures, and the 40 best have been displayed in an exhibition at UPNG. The head of performing arts, Motsi David, says it's been a life-changing event for the participants.
They've changed the perception and the attitude of how they were looking at things they're doing before. So most of them are now keeping themselves busy. So we have a schedule, Monday to Sunday, everyone, they're on schedule. Each day they come, borrow the camera, take the camera, they go take shots, come back, and the next day they pass it on like this. So everyone, they're busy taking photos.
Mr. David also lives at 8 Mile and says the project has had a positive impact on the community as a whole.
What a good project, and good luck to them. Liam Fox, our correspondent in Port Moresby, reporting. This is Pacific Beat on ABC Radio Australia.